The Utah State Auditor is recommending criminal prosecution for an employee who allegedly filed bogus travel claims. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
The Utah Department of Environmental Quality became suspicious last fall, and the employee retired after being confronted. Then staff in the state auditor's office started reviewing records for 286 reimbursement requests by the employee.
What we found is basically, and this is likely understating things, over $20,000 in hotel costs that were invalid.
John Dougal is state auditor. His team cross-checked state records with receipts from 133 hotels. Auditors discovered just a small fraction of records matched the claims made over a decade. Most appeared to be fabricated or falsified. One time, the employee stayed in a Wasatch Front hotel while filing a claim from a Blanding hotel. Another time, he was getting cash advances in Mesquite while billing the state for rooms in Panguitch Tropic. Dougal also says the employee took over $124,000 in salary on those phony business trips.
To us, that's both theft of public funds and theft in terms of time card.
Dougal's office has recommended criminal charges as well as tighter controls on DEQ money.
My office is to be a watchdog on behalf of the taxpayers to make sure their tax money is being spent legally, efficiently, and effectively.
Alan Matheson leads DEQ. He says the agency is following the auditor's advice.
Anybody that would violate that trust has done a disservice to the public, done a disservice to our agency, and we simply will not tolerate those who don't uphold their public duty.
The Attorney General's office has been asked to consider the case. Judy Fays, KUER News.